Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovy of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovy, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. Good, I was answer. A finance major in college, and wow. I had an economics minor. A lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovy, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovy on 670 The Score.
Tommy! Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Tommy Hottovy, and he joins us on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Tommy, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Yeah, really enjoy watching Hayden Wisnasty, as David is now calling him. really enjoy watching him pitch. The immaculate inning was a lot of fun. I would argue that seeing him kind of struggle a little, battle out of some bad situations, that was equally fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. We talked a little bit. Media was asking me some questions just about some of the young guys yesterday. And one thing I said, even before the game, that I think I've been the most impressed with Hayden is just how he handles all the situations that he's been in the game up to that point, whether it's successful innings, whether it's battling through some traffic. And he's handled that. It doesn't seem like the moment really ever gets too big for him. And I think he did a great job of doing that last night, limiting the damage when he had the opportunity to, pitching himself out of some jams, just simplifying the approach to executing pitches, not trying to do too much. A lot of times when you see young guys in those situations, it's like, I'm not going to allow any runs. I'm not going to allow anything. I'm going to try to get a double play, those sort of things. And that's when things can spiral on you. And I thought he handled himself great last night.
You know, Tommy, since the All-Star break, I think your starting pitchers have had the third lowest ERA in all of baseball. And you're using a lot of young guys. And we saw Wisniewski, who's impressive. And we've seen Assad, who goes today, and Keegan Thompson, Justin Steele. When you project these things, how hard is it to avoid, you know, getting too far ahead of yourself, especially in their minds, because – you know, everybody wants to be part of that 2023 rotation, and yet there's only going to be so many spots, and you don't know how the offseason is going to go. So how do you keep these guys in the moment?
Well, I think they understand, especially the young guys, they're still trying to prove, that they can do with what we all feel like they can do at this level. They're out there still learning, still hungry, still wanting to get better. And in this game, you know, really in anything in life, you just want an opportunity to show what you can do. And these guys are getting that opportunity, and they're making the most of it. And I think for an organization, you can evaluate guys at the minor league level, you know, up and down the organization, projecting what you think they may or may not be able to do in the big leagues. But until you get them here, until you give them that opportunity, you don't really know. You know, you don't really know how they're going to react when there's three and four decks and 35,000-40,000 people in the stands, and you're playing a team in a playoff hunt, trying to win every at bat. So I think we really stay focused on finishing this season strong, not letting them, you know, mentally check out because you've had a couple, three, four, or five good outings. And a lot of times you see young guys maybe come up and have success, maybe three, four outings, and then maybe that one outing they get hit around a little bit. How do they react? Do they get out of the strike zone? Do they start pitching away from contact? Those are the type of things you want to see. You want to see how more so how do they react to some of the harder times during the game, more so than how they do when everything is rolling. So that's something we really enjoy getting to see from these young guys.
Yeah, and I think that the foundation that we've seen, you know, it just makes you wonder what the approach will be to next year's team, right? I mean, you guys went out this year and you brought in Marcus Stroman and Smiley and Miley, and then you have Hendricks, and it was a veteran-laden staff. And all those guys have had various setbacks at different points in the season, but I think all the young guys have been a revelation. So you wonder, how does that impact next year? And are they all kind of trying to make a bid for a rotation spot next season?
Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it probably for as long as I'm doing this in this game and doing this job. And I'm not saying this because I'm the pitching coach. Good starting pitching in this league wins games. I mean, when you have consistent guys going out there and putting up numbers, putting up zeros, keeping your team in the game, good things happen. And I just don't think you can have enough good starting pitching options, good depth options, good long man options. Like guys like Adrian Sampson, who comes in and you know, was in the bullpen and a long guy, and then can come in and spot start. Next thing you know, he's on a 17-game stretch where he's got like a 2.70 ERA or a 3 ERA. So, you know, I think it just shows you the value of having options, having guys that can step up and fill in. And then once you get everybody healthy, that's when you get on those runs. So I just think no matter how these guys finish, no matter how well things look, I just still think there's always an opportunity to go out and solidify a spot on your team that makes it easier to win ball games.
I want to go a little deeper on Wisniewski for a moment, Tommy, because most recently he pitched last night, but also David Ross has complimented his approach a couple times, talking about at Pittsburgh, and I think he went out before the game even started just to get a sense and just to kind of visualize that kind of success. His slider speaks for itself, I think, because it's one of the nastiest pitches that you're going to see from a young guy. What is it about him that allows him, and I think the way you put it was, he's not chasing results. He's still focused on the process, and as long as he prioritizes the process, he's going to find success.
Yeah, I think it's such a underrated skill to have in this game, is the ability to control your thoughts, control your mind, and being able to put yourself in a position to where no matter what situation you're going to be in, you're going to be ready for it. And it's the attention to detail, it's the little things, it's the going out to the mound in a stadium you've never been to before and kind of take it in, look around, take in your surroundings, get an idea of what that looks like. Some of the guys go out there the day before their start and they do some visualization drills and visualization techniques on the mound, like visualizing yourself having success, visualizing yourself, you know, executing the pitches you know you want to do. And we've had some very good veteran guys here in the past that have done that. We've passed that along to some of these young guys that are coming up. And again, the mental side of the game, the preparation, the focus is such an important part. We talk about the talent, you talk about the stuff and the slider and all those things, but the separator a lot of times is how guys can work through and do that. And again, credit to his background, you know, credit to where he came from and what he's done, the work he's put in to get here. And now we just get to keep helping him grow, helping him to continue on the trajectory he's on, because he's here because of the work he's put in, you know, and it's fun to get to work with him.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a better developmental story out there than Brandon Hughes going from outfielder to reliever. He's kind of a closer. What's his long-term prospects in that role? And obviously, you know, he's a pretty damn good story here.
Well, he just continues to go out there and show us that he's he can do this. He can do this at a high level. I mean, you know, from where he's been in this organization, what he's been through, the things you hit on, he's not afraid of any moment. And I don't know if it's just that position player mentality where he's ready to go every day and wants to be in there every day and wants to go. But, you know, if this guy can stay healthy and we could take care of him, finding leverage left-handed relievers in this game is tough. And you try to develop them, you try to bring them up. But when you find guys like that, when you guys find guys that can not only get big lefties out but have pretty good splits, are able to be at righties out, can pitch big moments, can handle the big moment, good athlete, all the things you want. It's been amazing to see, and it's been eye-opening that a guy can have that transition that fast and handle himself well. And the big question for Brandon is going to be, you know, this is his first real heavy full workload as a pitcher. You know, how does the offseason look? How does he recover over the winter? How's he come into spring training? How can we protect him, but also how can we continue to build on what he's done? And we talk a lot about these guys at this time of year, like all the work you put in over the last couple of years got you to this point. It doesn't stop. Actually, it gets harder. How you maintain your body, how you're able to be ready to go every day, make 70, 75, 80 appearances. So yeah, it's been fun. Brandon's a great guy to be around. He's fun to be around. Obviously expecting big things out of him.
Great stuff, Tommy. Great talking to you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That is Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach. That's a happy story, the Cubs pitching.
Really? The Cubs pitching? The Cubs in general, since the All-Star break, they are certainly putting together and finishing strong.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And there's so many guys to talk about. There's so many young players that have had success.
And no, the pressure's not there. Yeah. They're not in a pennant race. No. The stakes aren't high, but it takes a lot, too. It's not a roster as talented as some, and yet they're getting the most out of it.
No question. All right. We've got Steve Stone joining us next. Less happiest story than the Cubs pitching. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.